Hey everyone, it's Tom Reagan and this is your Pocket Podcast. God has really been dealing with me with something, probably for the last couple weeks, and it's been over the issue of serving. And so I want to talk just a little bit about that. It really hit home for me on Sunday during our Sunday school class. We read the parable of the Good Samaritan. Pretty familiar story for a lot of us. If you're not familiar with it, the story is found in Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 25, and it goes all the way down to verse 37. And in that section, a leader of the Jews, a religious leader, had the question of who is my neighbor? And so Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan, and we're all kind of familiar with the story of the Good Samaritan. And so Jesus told the story about a man who was beaten and robbed and left for dead on the side of the street. A religious person walked by, a priest, walked by and saw and went on the other side of the road and went on by without helping. And another guy came by, was another religious leader, and he went over and looked and saw what the problem was, and he just walked on the other side of the road also. And then the third person to walk by was a Samaritan, somebody of very low standing in the civilization that they lived in. Anyway, he helped the man up, cleaned up his wounds, took him into town, put him up in a hotel room, paid to have him taken care of, and if there was anything more that was spent on the man, that he would make it up later when he came back into town. So that's the basis of the parable that Jesus told. Verse 36, though, Jesus asked this question, and this is one that just really struck my heart. Jesus asked this question. He says, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? So that was the question that Jesus asked. Of those three, which one do you think was a neighbor? And so the expert in the law said, the one who had mercy on him. Now, the one that had mercy on him. Mercy, another word for mercy is compassion, tenderness, mildness. I'd like to describe mercy as this. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. And so, you know, like when you go before a judge and he's going to throw the book at you, and you throw yourself on the mercy of the court, asking him that he would not give you the biggest sentence out there, that he would give you a smaller sentence. And so that's mercy, when the judge looks at you and goes, this is what you deserve, but you're not going to get that. You're going to be getting less. You're going to be getting less time. And so mercy is not getting what you deserve. So here's my question. When was the last time you showed mercy or compassion to someone? Now, I'm not talking about just holding the door open for somebody when you were going into a restaurant or whatever. I want to know, when was the last time you really went out of your way for someone? You saw somebody that was in need, somebody that was struggling with something, and you took time, you took resources, you took something that was of value to you, and you traded it to show mercy and compassion for somebody else. When was the last time you've done that? Was it something recent, or has it been a little while? Just something for you to think about and chew on as you go through the rest of today. Hey, listen, I love you, and I want you to be the person that you were created to be.